it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. It's almost time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. We did a good, bad, and the ugly earlier for the Atlanta Falcons. I did a good defensive aggression, bad second-half start, ugly, throws across the middle. If I missed one, please call in and let us know, 404-726-0929. It's also Which One Wednesday, some really good questions thrown out. I'm going to add a couple. I'm going to get Bo to weigh in just a second. Which one would you rather have win a championship this year, the Los Angeles Dodgers or the Ohio State Buckeyes? Which one would you rather have won a championship this year? And also, if you're picking a head coach for your college football team, would you rather have James Franklin or Lane Kiffin? James Franklin or Lane Kiffin? A little bit of a loaded question. One just got fired. One's number six in the country. But just think about it for a second.
Do you want me to answer?
Not just yet. Let's let Allie hit these headlines.
Yeah, getting you caught up before you clock in. Dodgers won the NLCS Game 2 against the Milwaukee Brewers 5-1. Dodgers lead the series 2-0. Game 3 is tomorrow. I really wanted to see a World Series with pocket pancakes, but... Whatever. It's not going to happen. Well, I mean, it still could happen. We'll see.
Just calm down.
Blue Jays and Mariners meet tonight for game 3 of the ALCS, and the NFL has suspended Detroit's Brian Branch for one game without pay after slapping Kansas City's Juju Smith-Schuster in the face.
Just the word of being like he slapped him in the face.
He did. That's what he did.
Punched him, open hand punch. You know, it's like, I don't know, it's like saying he smacked him. Yeah, I don't know.
Wasn't his hand open?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was like I think it was an open hand punch.
Well, that's smart because
you're going to break something.
If you.
So it's a slap. He slapped him.
Yeah. I mean, that's what most people are saying, yes.
There's a term for that. I don't think we can use it, but.
What is it? I don't know.
I would rather, let's not say
okay.
it.
Okay.
Producer stepping in.
You know what he's talking about?
I don't either.
Yeah, no. I know what you're talking about. Me and Bo are here. We're on the same page.
It's all right. So real quick, you can answer that question if you want to, Bo, about the Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, the Lane Kiffin will be Lane Kiffin. I'd rather have Lane Kiffin. If Florida is going to have an opening, I think, at the end of the year, maybe sooner, I would take Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Because, look, for one, James Franklin's been up in the Big Ten world for a while now. I know that he did coach in the SEC at one point when he was at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
But Lane Kiffin is, if you're not winning championships, Lane Kiffin is more fun to be around.
Here's what I will say. I think that there are a few fan bases that are okay with the kind of trash talk that he does, and I think Florida's one of them. I think that he fits that. I just think because they've had Steve Spurrier, it just kind of flows. Like, I think they're just cool with it.
It fits. That's the problem. But see, that's one of the things about Franklin is he is not the same the way he talks, like, publicly as Kiffin. Kiffin's a little looser, a little more like, you know, he wants to have fun. He wants the media to like him to an extent. That's why he does all the joking and takes the shots and will answer, you know, like dumb questions, like he was asked about who burns more calories during a football. That's a stupid question. James Franklin would be like, that's dumb. What are you talking about? Like, yeah. I mean, we've seen his interaction.
Can you imagine somebody asking like Brian Kelly, like something like that?
Oh, well,
he'd be.
Actually, I think Brian Kelly.
Beside himself.
I think he asked you. I think Brian Kelly would like it because you're not asking about one of his failures on this team. Did you see? I know you didn't see this because you're not on Twitter like I am. Do you remember a couple years ago when the reporter asked James Franklin about letting Drew Aller just drop back and chunk it? You remember that? We talked about this. I know you got
it. I don't know. James, I can see it happening, but I don't
Franklin
really remember.
And James Franklin was like, I don't know what you're asking me. You know, just like, you just say, no matter
was
what,
it,
I want you to take a shot down the
was
field.
Was it like one of those foreign reporters during Super Bowl week?
No.
You know what I mean?
That's the problem. It wasn't. It was a guy who thinks he's a football guy,
Savant.
Like a ball knower.
He's a ball knower.
And the guy goes, you know, I'm just saying, like, you know, you need to get his confidence going down the field. And just pick a play where,
Uncle
like,
Rico that
no
thing.
Matter what you're doing on this play, you're going to drop back and you're going to take a shot. And James Franklin's like, That's no, like we are never.
What world do you live
in? We're never just gonna say, I want you to drop back and throw it no matter what.
Yeah.
That guy took Sunday, he took Franklin's firing as a moment to dunk on Franklin.
Of course he did.
And say, oh yeah, see, people are calling me out now, but it doesn't look so stupid. But
I can think of four people in this media market that would do the same thing.
Well, I took it as a moment to call that clown out. And I was like, really?
Did you?
I was like, you're using the dumbest question I've ever heard in a press conference as a moment to dunk on the coach that got fired for calling you out on it being a dumb question.
Yeah.
He didn't respond.
Guess what? He's got 49 million reasons that he's okay with it.
Yeah. Right?
And that's just the way it is.
This is dumb.
Real kick, real quick, 15 seconds. Ohio State or LA, pick one.
LA.
You'd rather have LA win.
Here's why.
Okay.
Because with as busy as I am, I'm going to have less time to watch the World Series.
Okay.
I am absolutely watching the college ball playoff no matter what, and that's fair. Do not want to see those guys win another title.
Yeah.
Not this year, anyways.
All right. That's fair. All right. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's do this. 404-726-0929. Got so much ground to cover. So let's go ahead and get straight to the phone lines. Let's welcome in our good buddy Anthony from Covington. Anthony, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show. Happy to Wednesday.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to everybody. Fearless leader, how we doing?
Good, sir. You?
Doing well. Queen of the morning shift. How we doing, Miss Allie Mack?
Oh, I'm doing amazing, Anthony. How there about you?
Doing fantastic, and the man himself, Mike Honcho. How we doing, sir?
You know, man, just living the dream.
Living the dream. Opie, go ahead and hit me with that. Wah, wah, wah. Yeah.
I love it.
So I say a little rush yesterday, but we're gonna break it down just a little bit, man. I'm gonna go ahead and tell y'all, man. I'm full this morning. I had my breakfast burrito with my Bear and Burns breakfast sauce this morning. Y'all make sure. Y'all go to Publix and y'all pick that up. Also, I'm very hydrated. Sometimes, you know, you get dehydrated, you got to replenish that salt. I've been drinking these Auburn Tiger tears and these Buffalo Bills tears since Saturday. I tell you what, man, because what a game. Drake London coming out, showing Auburn, Alabama, how you're supposed to extend across the goal line, not lose possession. Tyler Allgeier on the first touchdown run, I'm telling you, there is toughness with this team. And I am so proud of this team. To call it my team, because this is a team I think that embodies this city. The toughness, the grit, the swagger. I'm telling you, I love this team, man, and it's doing great. And for all the Falcons fans out there, y'all need to sit back and enjoy it, because I'm telling you, we got something beautiful in the making with Bijan Robinson. MVP candidate, no doubt whatsoever. And I got a little fun fact for y'all, okay? So in 2009, Chris Johnson set single-season record for total yards from scrimmage,
yes,
right?
Yes, he did. Yep.
2,509 yards, right?
There you go.
In his first five games, he had 594 yards total, right? Bijan Robinson, through his first five, is currently at 822 yards.
Let's go.
We got a record-breaking season on the horizon, guys. I hope you all have a fantastic Wednesday. Atlanta, be kind to one another. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call, Anthony. If Bijan were to approach that number, Bo, do you think he needs to do it in 16 games? Would it feel empty if he had to do the 17th?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
yeah, I think it would be awesome either way.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. All these records, we just got to live with it, unfortunately. They used to play 14 games, and all those records got broke by 16 games.
Man.
And nobody, you know?
It's one of those things where you remember the Mark McGwire in 98? They're like, well, you know, this guy did it in 54 games, and this guy, the asterisk next to the Roger Maris.
Well, as long as we don't go to, like, the college football playoff thing where the college football thing where, like, bowl games and stuff now start counting towards records of one season.
Yeah.
As long as we don't start counting the postseason for regular season stats in professional sports, you're going to have to live with the changes of sports. I mean, stolen the bases are bigger now, and you can only pick a guy out. You can only throw over a couple of times to first, and then there's a pitch clock as well, so it might be easier to steal a base now, but they haven't, you know, put an asterisk by that.
The 16-inning extra-inning games are non-existent anymore because the extra-inning setup.
Oh, except for that postseason one, though.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good
phenomenal
point.
Phenomenal game.
All right, let's go.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Dwayne over in Jonesboro. Dwayne, what's going on, man? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday morning, let's show, go, Bo, Allie, and Mike. How y'all doing?
Hey, we're all living the dream, man. What's going on with you?
Man, that's a good thing to be to have in life. My wake-up call, I got two of them. The first one is to Parker Romo, because we about need to park that Romo, man. I'm just saying, Bo, I understand what you're saying. You know, kickers need an opportunity, a chance, or whatever. But you were brought in because what we had wasn't working. So you knew what you needed to do. Plus, we coming off of a bye week, so you should have been more prepared. This is three missed field goals in, what, five, six games?
Yeah.
Five games? So, yeah, man, we got to do better than that. And my next one is for the officiating crew. I'm not sure if you all had attention to the one play. I believe it was the sack that Rukoroko was involved in on, where they basically had Josh Allen bear hug and just standing there, and the officials didn't blow the whistle.
Yep.
Now, had they slammed him or put him on the ground and fell on him, we'd have been called for a personal foul roughing the passer.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, they need to be on top of that and immediately blow that whistle when it's like that, because he was surrounded by our players. So, thank y'all guys for taking my call. Y'all be safe. Have a good day.
Thank you, Dwayne.
That was Onyemata's sack.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that was Onyemata. It was smart of him not to try to slam him down.
Yeah, and that and the other thing was is that I think two more Falcons came in and, like, stood right there with him.
Yep.
And Josh Allen literally gave himself up.
He did. Onyemata had his arm, so it's like, yeah. Nothing I can do.
Allen kind of like went limp with the ball. He kind of like he just kind of was like he kind of made a motion to the referee with it.
Yeah.
And look, that was smart by everybody. And the officials, I think they were slow to. I'm going to give the officials the credit, a little bit of credit here. It's Josh Allen,
right?
And so they held off until they saw clearly that he had given up. And Onyemata deserves the credit for not slamming him. You're right. Allen also deserves some credit because he knew he couldn't go and he wasn't going to fight it, and he knew what the other part was. So
I hear you. I agree.
I actually thought that was fine by everybody.
Hey, I know with Monday night's game, all our bearings are a little bit off, so we got to get our days straight. Today is Wednesday, and this Friday, we are hitting the road. You can join us at McDonald's on Highway 138 in Conyers for a special edition of The Morning Shift. That's us. We're going to be having breakfast, previewing the weekend's big college and pro football action, and we want you to join us. Everyone is invited except Skip, of course. I'm just kidding. That's Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. at McDonald's on Highway 138 in Conyers with The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9. The game coming up. We're going to hear from Raheem Morris. I know we've been talking about Monday night's game, but he's already looking forward to Sunday's game. And we've got a Life of Squid.
Finished the Netflix show, and I'm really still not sure what the hell I watched. It was really weird. Next morning, it's just Sports Radio 910 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.